Alright, so, 8th podcast, okay, one of my second podcast is like 55 minutes and 46 seconds long. Did anybody actually listen to that whole thing? That whole damn thing? If you did, you're amazing, first of all. It says that 12 people listened to it. But I think how this thing goes is it's like if you even tap on the episode, it adds a listener. So I just want to know if anyone's actually listening to that whole damn thing. So yeah. Oh, also, I have this thing on my page where it's like you can tell your viewers, or I meant listeners, because nobody can see me, hopefully. So yeah, it's like you can tell your viewers, listeners, that they can send voice messages to, like, talk to you. It's like texting, but with your voice. So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool. So, if you guys want to do that, find that. I don't know. I wish I could tell you where it is. I really don't know. But, yeah. If you want to tell me something, tell me. If it's criticism, I'll take it. Hate, I'll take it. If it's just something positive, that's great too, you know? Or if it's just something random, something you want to get off your chest, something like a secret you've never told anyone, but you really want to tell someone, I'll listen. You put your, I don't know, if you want to freaking ask for a shout out, like follow my Instagram, follow my YouTube channel, my Snapchat, you know, whatever. Spell it out, of course. I'll write it down. I'll be like, oh yeah, follow this person. I'll happily do that, you know. I don't care. If even if you don't want to say anything, just don't even do it then. If you just like listening, or if you just want to ask a question, give me a topic, okay, anything, absolutely anything, I'll take it. I'll listen to it. Even if I get 1,000 of them, I'll listen to them. Because I have all the time in the world. That is an expression. So, yeah. I cannot drink cold water. Or at least for, like, the week. I cannot drink cold water for reasons. So, and I miss it. I miss my cold water. But, yeah. My brother, when he was in Colorado, he came back and drank, like, his first, like, cold water. And he was like, oh my god, I can feel it going into my lungs. And I was like, I don't think that's a good thing. He's like, I can feel it spreading out through my chest. And I was like, what? And he's like, I can feel it. I can just feel the coldness throughout my body. And I was like, excuse me? And he's like, you don't know that feeling? And I was like, no. And then the other day I had water and I remember that feeling, and boy oh boy, it feels like it's like where your lungs should be. It feels like there's just coldness just going through that. So yeah. I should really go into this thing, these things, planned. I don't know, someday hopefully I'll do that. So yeah, hopefully by the next podcast. Maybe the next 10 after that. So yeah. Also, there's this thing where it's like seasons and episode. Which season is this? Which episode is this? Or like when you're about to, I'm talking about when you're about to publish a recording. So yeah. So those of you who just listen, this is just listening. So yeah. This is season 1. Episode 8. Good luck. I'm planning on doing only 13 episodes a season. And making them about at the most 30 minutes. But I want it to keep it, I want them to keep it at a minimum of like 10 to 15 minutes. So yeah. So, because I know not a lot of people. Okay, let me. Before I get off topic, I know a lot of people don't like those really long podcasts that last for hours, and some people like to just listen to people talk. I don't know what kind of person you are. So, yeah, I'm sorry. After this recording, I'm gonna get straight on making an Instagram for this podcast. Next episode, I'll be like, instead of calling it a podcast, I'm gonna call it episodes. Next episode, I'll say what the Instagram is, in case you wanna follow it or something. I don't know what I'm gonna post there. I'm probably gonna be like, oh yeah, this is the blah 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 podcast. Episode blah blah blah, season blah blah blah. Yes, because the season is gonna have 100 episodes. Goodness. I'm kidding. Jay? No. Okay, no. I wanna talk about school, but there's not really much to talk about it. My Zoom. Apparently some people talk. Instead of going on Zoom, they do, like, the Google call or whatever. I wish I could do that, but I'm stuck with lame old Zoom. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what to do. My teachers, they, on Google Classroom, they just leave a link in that Google Classroom, and I just tap on it. I've never, like, searched on the Zoom app. I've never been curious about it. Like, I've never been on the app and, like, pressed buttons just to see what they do. No. Goodness. So yeah, my Zoom actually wasn't working today or yesterday, and it was freaking me out. I was in second period because I had overslept, so I missed first period, but I had enough time for a shower. I think that was today, I don't know, but yeah. So I was in my second period and my screen was doing this weird thing where it was like a loading screen, but I could see what the teacher was, or what the coach was doing, and I could hear her too. And when she shared her screen, I saw it and I could hear it, but the loading thing was still there, and I was just like, what the heck? So I tried tapping on the screen and I didn't do anything, and so I tapped harder and it didn't do anything, so I tapped softer, still didn't do anything. No matter what I did, it did not do anything. So I logged out of the Zoom tab and I went back to press the link, and I was really freaking out because that class is usually pretty short, like 20 minutes. So I was like, okay, so class is gonna end soon, so I need this to work and hopefully it just works by then. And it didn't. So, spoiler alert. So yeah. When I logged out of the Zoom app, of course it was like, it logged me out of the class. So I pressed back on the link that the coach had sent, and oh my goodness. I joined back in the class and she was telling everyone bye, and I guess she thought that I was really late to the class, even though she had added me in already. But I guess she thought I was really late to the class, so she was all like, oh, Ileana. And then right then I just hung up because my Zoom started working again. So I hung up right when she said, oh, Ileana. And I was like, oh my God. Well, she was going to tell me something. She was probably going to be like, oh, what were you doing in class? What we did in class. I just have to make a Gaga ball pit. So, yeah. She showed a little video. Okay, my coach, I absolutely love her. She is so funny. So, I guess Bob's Burger is like her favorite show. And she played a Bob's Burger pit of Gaga Ball. And oh my God, I don't know, the teacher said something. And she was like, like she was laughing. And it was so amazing. I don't know, some teachers laugh and it just makes everyone else happy, or just everyone else laugh, because like that teacher is amazing and they deserve to be happy. So when you see them happy, it makes you happy immediately. Hopefully people have teachers like that. I hope nobody's teachers are always mean. Some people are probably not in school anymore, and that's fine. So maybe I shouldn't talk about school. So yeah. Since I'm not talking about school, I'm talking about this one lady. She was I wouldn't say she was old. Okay, let's start off first. First, I was on Kick, and it was just, like, a random chat thing, and where you would just talk to random people anonymously, and then if you wanted to add them, you know? So, yeah, I went on that. Please, nobody ask about how many perverts I've seen, because I get that all the time. Okay, but, so, yeah, so I met her there, and I think she was about in her 20s, about 27 or so, maybe. I don't know, she was from, like, early 20s to early 30s, between there, I can't really remember. And so she was all like, oh, I need help with my cousin's son, I believe it was. I don't know, I'm gonna say nephew, okay, because I feel like that's easier for me. So yeah, so she was like, I need help with my nephew, and since you're younger, can you help me? So I was like, sure, what is it? And she was like, well, he's just acting out and all this. So she told me a whole bunch. So I was like, okay. So I helped her. I was like, okay. So we added each other. And I don't even know. Like, apparently her nephew was acting out. Like, he would say, like, lewd stuff. Like, really inappropriate stuff in front of his grandmother and, like, his whole family. Or he would, like, do inappropriate stuff or hit them. And she was just like, can you help me? Like, I really don't know what to do. So I was like, okay. So I helped her. I can't really remember what I told her, but I think it was something like, just take away his stuff. Or no, I told her, do not take away his electronics. Okay. If you're a parent and you're listening to this, okay, since my demographic, the oldest is like 27. At least one person has to have a kid, probably. So, if you're a parent, never take away your child's electronics. Only if it's like they're texting someone who's way older than them and you don't like it. Or if they're just texting someone you don't like in general. Don't take away a child's phone for no reason. Don't give a child a phone. Give them a phone when they're like 11 or 12. I think 12 is when I got my first phone, so like 3 years ago. 3 or 2. I got it when I was in like 6th grade, so like I was like 12. Is that bad? No. I think I got it when I was 11. It doesn't matter, but just give them a phone when they're a tween. And don't take away their phone. Only take away their phone if they're like texting someone you don't like or if they're doing something sus. But don't take away their phone if they're not doing their chores. If they won't text you back, don't take away their phone. Okay? That's so dumb. I hate it when my parents do that. And it's so dumb. Like, my parents will want me to clean something and when I don't do it, they'll take away my phone and I still won't do it. I won't do it because I want to prove something. It's kind of dumb. I know it sounds really dumb, but it's just who I am. Kind of stubborn. So yeah, I just want to like tell them, even if you take away my phone, I'm not gonna clean. Teach me how to do something. Like, discipline me a proper way instead of taking away my phone. Because that won't do anything. So yeah, I just want to tell them that without telling them that. And they still don't understand, which I don't get. I think that's a little not right. So yeah. Anyways, that's pretty much all I want to talk about today. So yeah. Remember, there's that voice thing, like, it's like texting, but with your voice, somewhere on my profile page. So yeah. Find that. I'll listen to whatever it is. Literally anything. If you want to come clean about killing someone, I'll listen to it and I will not rat you out because that, no. Unless you're cheating. Actually, no. If you're cheating, still tell me. So yeah. Bye.